Shalom Aleichem. For Zion Nisan, Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 3 of Nazir, Mishnah Gimel, 3:3. Mi she'amar hareini Nazir. He said, I will be a Nazir. V'nitma yom shloshim. And he was exposed to impurity emanating from a corpse. Tumatamet, or tumasmeis. Soter at the kol. He has lost everything. He's lost his period of Nazirut. He's going to have to start all over and count his 30-day Nazirut all over again from the beginning. Now, what's going on here is yesterday we learned that Miktzat Hayom Kekulo, part of the day could count for the full day. So here he is on day 30. So as long as part of day 30 has gone by, he's really finished. But since he hasn't brought the offerings yet and done the haircut yet, he's still a Nazir, and becoming exposed to impurity at this point will end his Nazirut due to impurity, and he's got to start all over again. Now, the Mishnah brings a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soter Elishiva. Eino Soter, he only loses Elishiva just 7 days. Now, these 7 days is not a period of Nazirut. There's no Nazirut less than 30 days. This is the 7 days that somebody is impure due to being exposed to a corpse, to Tumas Meis. When we get to Masechta's Para, about the Para Aduma, we'll learn that they sprinkled the special water derived from the red heifer on day 3 and day 7 as part of the purification process, but it was a 7-day process to become pure again. So what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is this Nazir who became contaminated on day 30, he doesn't start his Nazirut over, but he has to wait another 7 days as a Nazir while he goes through the purification process after being exposed to ritual impurity. Finally, the Mishnah brings a case where they agree, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Behold, I will be a Nazir for 30 days. Now, as we learned yesterday, if he says for 30 days, he needs to do 30 full days, whereas a Stam Nazirut is 30 days, but even part of day 30 could count. So here, Nitma Yom Shloshim, if he was contaminated on day 30, Soter et Hakol. He does lose everything and has to start over, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now let's go on to Mishnah Dalit, quite related. Hareini Nazir Mea Yom. He pledges to be a Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yom Mea. And unfortunately, he was in contact with a corpse or in an ohel in the same tent as a corpse on day 100. Soter et Hakol. He loses everything. He has to start over. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soter Ela Shloshim. Rabbi Eliezer says he has to observe another 30 days, which is, of course, the default period of Nazirut. Now, the Gemara explains he has a scriptural source in Bamidbar chapter 6, verse 13, which is talking about a Nazir that becomes contaminated. It says this is the law of the Nazir on the day he completes his Nazirut, if he gets contaminated. So he links it together, saying there's a law of a Nazir, and the default law of a Nazir is 30 days. If he gets contaminated on that last day, the day of completion. Now, the Mishnah adds a related case, Nitma Yom Meya Ve'echad. What if he's contaminated on day 101? Now, recall if somebody pledges 100 days of Nazirut, we learned yesterday, he has to do 100 full days and bring his offerings on day 101 from his vow. But really, after day 100, his vow of Nazirut is over. He's just waiting to bring his offerings. So on day 101, if he's contaminated, Soter Shloshim Yom, he loses 30 days, meaning he doesn't have to count 100 days again, only 30 days. And this is even according to the sages. This is a little bit surprising here, but it's actually a gezerah. It's a rabbinic safeguard because it's very easy for someone counting 100 days in a zero to confuse day 100 and day 101. Now, if he were contaminated on day 100, he would have to start all over, according to the sages. So on day 101, which is easily mixed up with day 100, he has to restart something. And the default something for Nazirut is 30 days. The Mishnah adds, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Soter Elishiva. Rabbi Eliezer adds, he only loses 7 days, meaning he completed his 100 days. It's day 101. He has not yet brought his offerings and taken his haircut. And now he becomes contaminated. Well, he doesn't really start any Nazirut over again. After all, his period of Nazirut was completed. But he does have to remain a Nazir for another 7 days while he becomes decontaminated through the Para Aduma sprinklings and everything like this. And then he's able to go to the temple and complete his ritual and get his haircut. Yashar Kochachem and Zayi Gesund.